Bill O'Reilly here, No Spin News, Monday, October 12, 2020. Stand up for your country. We have a lot of interesting facts for you tonight, unlike most television news broadcasts. We like to give you facts, all right? We don't have panels with eight people in them. We don't do that. We just present information so you can make informed decisions and then have discussions with people based on facts. All right, so 22 days until we vote. That's a fact. 22 days from now. Donald Trump making a bit of a comeback. He got hammered in that first debate. You know, it's funny, the president runs around going, I won the debate. And everybody just goes, uh-huh. He got hammered. Not that Biden beat him. He beat himself. Trump beat himself by the interruptions and basically bombastic presentation, because when you do that, and take it from me, Mr. Bombastic, you're looking at Mr. Bombastic right here. When you do that, whatever else you say, people don't really hear it because they're watching you be bombastic. Now, I use it for effect sometimes. I don't do it much anymore, but when I was younger, I did it a lot. And I know that it can be used for positive results, but it also can backfire and get you hit right in the head, which is what President Trump experienced in the first debate. But he's making a comeback now, small comeback, but it's coming, and I'm gonna absolutely prove it to you. But that's not to say he's gonna win, because he's still behind. Now, as I've explained to you in the past, there are two types of polling: the dishonest polls that the media operations pay for, all right? And if you believe them, the old cliche is the Brooklyn Bridge, which is in Arizona, but please don't. So you're being misled. But the internal polling is paid for by the political parties themselves. And what that polling does is it centers on counties that have voted in the past for certain candidates that have a consistent record of voting Republican or Democrat. So the county is much easier to evaluate than a whole state or a whole country. So the polling goes into maybe 5-6 counties in, say, Ohio, key state, and to see if there's a deviation out of the historical norm. I don't want to get too pinheady about this, but you need to know what internal polling is. All right, if the polling comes back, well, it's the same as it was 4 years ago, then they know that. If it comes back to different, then that sends a signal. So President Trump's coming up a little bit in the internal polling, particularly in Arizona. Arizona, interesting, huh? Because that was going to Biden, it's coming back a little bit. I don't know why. I can tell you why. I can only tell you what the internal polling shows. Now, the Democrats are very happy with their internal polling in Minnesota. So at one point after they were burning down Minneapolis, the Republicans say, maybe we could win this state. Right now, it's shifting into Mr. Biden's orbit. Now, I can give you that, all right, without violating anybody's confidence or this and that. And I will do that over the next 3 weeks and concentrate on the internal polling. There are two polling outfits that I follow personally because I know they're not misleading me: Trafalgar and Rasmussen. Okay. Now, Rasmussen daily tracking poll today, big improvement for Donald Trump. 49% of likely U.S. voters now approve of the job the president is doing, 50 disapprove. You remember last week gave you those numbers. That was not good for Donald Trump. And he closed that gap. So I'm saying to myself, how did that happen? How did he close that gap over the weekend? Okay. Well, had to do with COVID, but I can't disassemble why. Don't know. I'm working on it, but I don't know. So this is a good day for Donald Trump and Rasmussen. It's almost 50-50 job performance. That's a key.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
All right, Supreme Court hearing today. I think it was the most boring hearing I've ever watched in any circumstance. I mean, I was sitting here going, this is incredible. All the senators grandstanded, okay? The Republicans love Judge Barrett, and Democrats hate her. But for our purposes here, I picked out two sound bites that I think were particularly obnoxious. The first is from my pal, Kamala Harris. Go.
Every American must understand that with this nomination, equal justice under law is at stake. Our voting rights are at stake. Workers' rights are at stake. Consumer rights are at stake. The right to a safe and legal abortion is at stake. And holding corporations accountable is at stake.
Oh, I know I'm frightened. I know I am. You know, it's almost 4 years under Donald Trump. I didn't have any of my rights violated. I didn't have any of my rights violated under Donald Trump. None. Whoa. Notice she said corporations. Oh, that's a they call it a dog whistle. I hate that because CNN invented it. A dog whistle. That's to the socialists out there. Ah, we're coming after those corporations. We're going to get them. Government's going to control the marketplace. We're going to get these corporations. Kamala Harris, everyone. I wrote a column on her entitled She Is Speaking. I hope you read it on BillO'Reilly.com. That column actually amused me after I wrote it. I was more amused after I wrote it than while I was writing it. All right, Cory Booker. We love Cory, don't we? Democratic Senator from New Jersey, go.
We're here because in the middle of a deadly pandemic, in the middle of an ongoing election, Senate Republicans have found a nominee in Judge Barrett who they know will do what they couldn't do, subvert the will of the American people and overturn the ACA and overturn Roe v. Wade.
Subvert the will of the American people, everyone. Mm-hmm. Overturn the Affordable Care Act and Roe v. Wade. Single-handedly, that's what Amy Coney Barrett's going to do. Back with a final thought about my trip to Maine in a moment.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
All right, so I went up to Maine, love Maine, love New England, to my genes, and I went to Bar Harbor, and we had a great time. Weather was fantastic. Bar Harbor, Maine, Acadia National Park, one of those beautiful places on earth, makes you proud to be an American. It took me like 10 minutes to get that macho pose there and everything like that. But show some of the scenic pictures, if you would. Fabulous time. Great lobster. Oh, the lobster was fantastic. And kind of roamed around down on the beach, all of that. Now, I saw a lot of Biden-Harris signs. There were some Trump-Pence signs, but more Biden signs. And I was tempted to just go up and knock on the door and say, I'm here. What's for supper? Everybody knew me, by the way, which is a good thing. You know, we had a lot of laughs with a lot of people. But I wanted to say to the people living in Maine, and Maine is a state that values independence, libertarian state. You can carry in Maine. Do you have any blanket idea what's going to happen to your individual rights if Biden and Harris get elected? I know they don't want to hear it. I know. But Maine, all right, which is a tough place to live because it's cold, beautiful place. But they're rugged, independent folks up there. There's a few snowflakes in Portland, but we were way north. And I just want to go in and say, you have any idea what's coming down the road? You might not like this Trump guy, I understand. But boy, oh boy, you're going to get hammered by the central government in Washington expanding. Anyway, I recommend Maine to anybody who wants a beautiful experience. It was terrific. All right. Enjoyed it. Maine will go for Biden Harris. The one northern electoral vote, they split it there, will go to Trump. I hope Susan Collins wins as senator. She made that gutsy call on Brett Kavanaugh. She deserves to win. I hope she does. She's a good person. Anyway, that's my story of the weekend, and we'll see you again tomorrow.